teams of people to Taiwan, to China, to Zambia.
刚刚过去的暑假里面, 我们教会里面有弟兄姊妹到中国, 到台湾, 甚至到非洲。
Just like in the New Testament, when Paul and Silas would go out from one church, they would come back and report back to that church.
就像使徒行传里面说的, 保罗希拉他们出去了以后, 他们又回到教会中来报告他们的行程。
We'll be pleased to hear the reports of what God has done through your efforts, through your support, through your children around the world.
我们今天很高兴的希望能够在这里借着你们的儿女们能够来向大家报告我们在别的别处所做的福音工作。
And the first person that will share, and then everyone will come up without introduction after that. But Gloria shared before, but we're glad she's going to share. She had a great ministry in China. So Gloria, thanks for coming.
我们先让怡君来分享她在中国的宣教，然后接下来每一位就自动的上来。首先，我想谢谢，对不起，我会照着念，因为我只有五分钟，我怕会讲太久。 首先想谢谢你们为我们去中国这次的短宣在祷告里和财务上的摆上。我在上个月去了中国三个星期，分别在北京和广西两个高中教暑期英语夏令营。那我等一下会授一个三分钟的短片。First of all, I want to thank you all for some of your support in prayer and finance for my missions trip to China. As some of you may know, I went teaching English at two summer camps in China for about 3 weeks in July. Okay, 这个是一个短片，三分钟的短片。 基金会的一个非盈利的组织，他们是七年前是几个基督徒组成的一个基金会。 那这几年来逐渐有一些银元，之前的银元就逐渐的信主了，甚至有一个在2007年参加夏令营，现在已经信主，今年圣大四的孩子，今年全程的跟我们一起服侍。另外很感谢神在广西的夏令营给我们有一个特别的机会，跟十几个回来探望我们去年前年的营员，在一个餐厅里面分享福音。And through relationship building over the years, and since we started the camp about 7 years ago, some former campers came to Christ. This year, former converted camper from 07 Beijing camp, who is going to senior year in college, served with us throughout both camps. Also, God gave us a very special opportunity in Guangxi to share gospel with about 10, about almost 20 former campers at a restaurant. 而这次的短宣也让我有新的突破，对神有更深的认识，也让我体会到传福音的急迫性。突破就是我这一次在飞机上有跟坐在旁边的人分享福音，也带了一些福音单张在店家里给遇见的一些人。在夏令营当中也体会到神真的是以乐的神，也是做心事的神。虽然在夏令营当中我们有人感冒有发烧，那有很多的不适，然后也有被蜜蜂叮的，然后有时候也有失望的，有心情低落的，我们身心有时候也很疲惫，但是神的供应总是丰富的。神也满了恩慈，借着孩子们，不管是今年还是今年夏令营的孩子，还是去年前年的孩子来鼓励我们。另外在两个星期前也从中国得知在北京夏令营的一个16岁叫 Rebecca 的孩子在几个星期前出车祸死了。这个消息让我很震惊，因为我们没有能够跟他分享福音，而且 Rebecca 还是我班上的孩子，我们朝夕相处了一个星期的时间，可是我却没有能够把我生命中最宝贝的礼物给他。这也提醒了我，提摩太后书第四章第二节，我要练习得时不得时都应该顺着心里的感动和圣灵的催促来传福音。Okay, during this mission trip, I got to experience God's power and grace. Even though some of us got sick, got stung by bees, and were drained and discouraged at times, God provided us with His sufficient grace and lifted us up when we were down. Also, just about 2 weeks ago, I learned that a 16-year-old girl named Rebecca from our Beijing camp got killed in a car accident. She was one of the kids in my class, and I wasn't able to share gospel with her at the camp. So this is really a harsh reminder that I should spread the gospel in and out of season. Just like what 2 Timothy 4:2 says, and may God's love compel and teach us to share about the most precious thing in our life wherever we go. Thank you.
Thank you. back. Yeah. So when we were in our mission for 2 weeks, we met some pretty awesome kids. Like this guy right here. His name is Daniel, and he is one of the kids who was pretty quiet, shall I? And
他是很坏
and you can tell I didn't like him. Right?
Yeah, you can go to the next one. The first picture was someone from second week.
Wait, do we have translation?
Translation. Yes.
Did you get that?
Repeated. Okay. So can you go back? Yeah, you can go back.
So, you can see this picture of the kid, he's a very quiet child, so we spent a lot of time trying to talk to him.
He was one of the people who changed a lot during the week I stayed there, so that showed me a lot.
但是一个礼拜以后,他有很大的变化,他变得很活泼,愿意跟我们交流很多的东西.
And in second week, this is also another 坏小孩.
看我背上这个是第二个礼拜一个很坏坏的一个小孩子.
He liked me a lot because he called himself Jeremy Lin.
这个坏坏的小孩子呢，他非常喜欢我，因为他说他自己是 Jeremy Lin, 是林书豪.
And I guess some of you know that 林书豪是我的表哥.
因为林书豪是他的表哥.
And this is some of the youth that we met in second week.
这是在第二个礼拜我们接触的一些青少年.
We met these three last year, and it amazes us to see that they would still be curious enough to know about gospel and come again the second year.
其实去年我们已经认识他们，所以今年我们发现他们又出现在我们这个福音营的时候，我们觉得非常的惊奇，我们非常的高兴。
This is when we were having dinner, the second week too.
这是你看到我们在第二个礼拜有个丰盛的晚餐.
And if you look to your right, the second guy from the back to the right.
你们看到右手边第二个孩子，第二个人
wearing the white shirt.
穿白衣服的那个男孩.
And two to the right or the left. Two to the left.
第二个在左手边的第二个
the first girl were in the left.
左手边的第一个女孩子
the girl in the, yeah.
对
Those two people were Taiwanese people who came to help us out teaching the kids.
这是两个台湾的孩子，他过来是帮助我们来教这些小孩上课。
We also had a lot more people, but then they were in another table, so we can get a picture with.
其实我们这个队伍比这个要大很多，但是我们一个桌子坐不下，所以分成了两个桌子。
And this is us for posing as EBCC.
你看到我们做的动作，如果你们能看得出的话，就是四个字母 EBCC， 就是我们的教会。
C C
Hi. So woman. sorry, I'm too used to speaking Chinese. But alright, so us three and Cynthia, we went to Taiwan to two schools to teach English to kids.
所以我们三个人还有丁铁，我们组成一个梯队，我们组成一个团队到台湾去给青少年进行一些短宣。
Yeah, so we teamed up with a lot of people from here. There was about 20 people.
我们这个团队不只是我们四个人，你们看那张照片，这些都是我们团队的队员。
So every morning we would begin by having a worship time and devotion time.
所以每天早晨我们都有一段短暂的一起来敬拜神的时间。
And me and Jonathan were given the privilege to lead the worship every day.
我和Jonathan两个人是这个团队的领袖，我们来领导带领大家一起来敬拜神。
And the devotions every day, it was really a blessing because we were able to read God's word every day in the beginning of the day.
这段短短的时间对我们来说是一个很大的祝福，因为我们有心，我们可以安静的、专心的来一起来读神的话语。
And it gave most of the people in our group a chance to speak what we think about the passages and be able to share our thoughts to everyone.
并且我们团队的每个人都有时间一起来分享自己心里面的体会、心里面的感受。
Okay. Next. And then after the devotion time, we would walk to the school.
在早晨这段短短的时间以后，我们就到学校去。
And we would always start off by having a little assembly time or a worship time with the kids.
刚开始的时候，在学校里面，我们要就把这些一些小孩子们要分成一对一对的，然后我们有一点短短的一些来祷告敬拜的时间。
And we would teach them simple English worship songs.
我们会教他们一些很简单的英文的一些敬拜的歌曲。
And after that, we would split into six classes.
然后我们就会分成六个班。
And then we would go on with that program.
然后我们就开始一系列的活动。
So our theme this year was a treasure hunt.
我们今年暑假的主题是寻找财宝。
And then we would teach them vocab words like treasure and map.
我们会教他们很多一些的英文词汇，比如说跟财宝有关系的、跟保障有关系的一些词。
So it was basically an English camp, teaching them English.
所以这也可以说是一个英文的夏令营，我们在那里教他们英文。
But then we would also use the Bible and spread Christianity to them.
但是在这段时间里面，我们也会利用圣经。在潜移默化中间教他们一些圣经里面的真理，一些福音的知识。
So for example, when we said like we're looking for treasure, we said God was looking for us, and we are God's treasure.
我举个例子，比如说我们在寻找宝藏的时候，我就换一种说法说，就是上帝也在寻找我们，我们就是他眼中的宝贝。
So we would also like talk to them about God and pretty much spread the gospel to them.
所以在这个机会里面，我们就有这样的机会来跟他们分享福音，分享上帝。
And after our classes, we would have a time After our classes, we would have a time as Bible story time.
所以在上这个课以后呢，我们还有一段时间，我们就跟他讲圣经里面的一些故事。
Yeah, there we would actually tell Bible stories and then ask them if they believe in God.
我们讲了圣经里面的小故事以后，我们就会问他：你们相不相信上帝？相不相信我们给你讲的这些故事
？And it's truly amazing because most of them did raise a hand and say, "I want to believe."
非常怎么说呢？非常震撼的是，很多的孩子他们愿意举起手来说他们相信。
And at the end of the week, we asked if any kids wanted a Bible, and most of them said they did.
在一个礼拜的夏令营结束的时候，我会问那些小孩子们有没有人愿意要有一本圣经。很多的孩子都举起手来说他们愿意。
I remember I had one student, and after we taught them the Bible stories, he flipped through the Bible and I showed them the story in the Bible.
所以他们有圣经以后，就是我们每次讲一个圣经的故事，他们就可以打开圣经找到那个故事。
And he was like, "Wow, this is really like this. The story is really inside." And there's so many other stories.
那个孩子就会说：“哇，你们讲的故事在圣经里面都有记载。”
And we'll tell them that it's true, and this is God's word.
我们就会趁这个机会告诉他们，这些都是历史上发生的真实的故事，这是上帝在我们人生里面的安排。
And after the Bible story time, we would have activities, game time.
所以在比较严肃的圣经学习的时间以后，我们会有比较活泼的一些玩游戏的时间。
And then after game time, it would be lunchtime. And then at that time, we took the opportunity to speak to them like one-on-one and tell them, like ask them about their life and their family and see how we could talk to them about God.
所以在玩过游戏后，我们饿了以后就吃饭。吃饭的时候，我们可以一对一的跟他们分享一些生活里面的事情，一些圣经里面的知识和我们作为基督徒的一些生活的体会。
And this is our class.
这就是我所领导的这个班级。
And then after the school, so the school would end about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock.
所以每天的那个活动就在下午2点钟左右就结束。
And afterwards, we would try to I guess, go outside and see if any youth people, like high schoolers, were around locally.
所以在两点钟以后，我们就会走向街头，我们在周围看，就是说有没有一些儿童和孩子在周围的，我们可以跟他们来分享福音。
And we would have fellowship with them, play basketball, or just talk with them.
我们也可以跟他们一起玩，比如说一起打球，一起就是交谈。
And we would invite them to the church at night, and we would have a program for them.
我们也会邀请这些我们碰到的一些年轻人到晚上来参加我们的教会活动。
And although we didn't have a lot of people, like I remember one day when we had one youth person there.
你们可以想象这样的有时候这样一天下来，我们不可能邀请很多人去教会。比如说有一天晚上就有一个人去了，只有一个人。
We were still able to build friendships with them, and they.
但是就是这样，我们要跟这些少数的有些愿意来的人，我们跟他们有一个沟通，有一个friendship, 有一交流的过程。
And we still contact with them through Facebook and email.
所以说现在我们回到美国以后，我们也仍然通过，比如说通过脸书等等的手段跟他们有些交流。
So as William mentioned that we were in the same class.
我们两个人是在一个团队，在一个课室。
So every day the kids would come in, right? And they would be like, 老师，老师，老师，早上好。We're so happy.
所以每天早晨，很多的孩子围着我们两个小孩子，也是小孩子啊，老师，老师，老师，老师。所以我们觉得很高兴。
You would never think that any of them would have came from broken families. You would never think that any one of them would have came from broken families.
所以你看到这些快乐的孩子的时候，你们大概不敢想象，有些孩子是从一些破碎的家庭里面出来的。
It wasn't until the fourth day, we really started to get to know the kids.
其实你也知道，那么大一个教室，让我们认识每一个人需要一段时间。所以说，到了第四天，我们就大概能够认识每一个孩子，真正的了解认识每一个孩子。
And one of the kids, the one in the middle that I'm holding, the one with the yellow shirt, the girl.
你看到这个照片中间一个穿黄衣服吐出一个舌头的一个小女孩。
One day during B camp, and that is when all the youth from the local community would come to our church and we would have Bible study with them.
说有一天的活动是周围的很多的孩子来到我们中间，我们有一起来学习圣经的时间。
She came too, and she didn't want to leave.
他也来到我们中间，并且他结束的时候，他不愿意离开我们。
And we're like, okay, you can stay here.
我们就说，好吧，那你就跟我们在一起吧。
And then her grandma came and started yelling at her in Taiwanese. And I didn't know what she said until someone else told me that she needed to go home.
过了一段时间，他的奶奶就来到我们中间，就训斥这个小孩子，用台湾话来训斥这个小孩子。我也不懂说的什么意思。后来别人告诉我，就是说他奶奶要他回家。
She started crying and she was throwing a tantrum, and then her grandma was just like, "Whatever, you can just stay here."
所以那个女孩子就开始哭了，哭闹，然后到最后她奶奶没有办法，就说，好吧，那你就留下来吧。
So during dinner, she stayed, but then she wouldn't talk to any of us. She just stayed and played with herself.
她一直到晚上，到晚饭以后，她就跟我们在一起。但是很奇怪的是，她也不跟我们说话，她就一个人在一边自己玩。
So in the middle of dinner, her grandma came back again and said something in Taiwanese. And some later, a sister translated to me, and she said that her grandma said her grandpa was drunk again, and she had to go back home or else she was going to be.
在晚饭以后，她的奶奶又来了，又对她是要她回家，是因为她的爷爷喝醉酒了。
And she went back home.
所以她就回家了。
And at that time, I felt so broken.
在那段时间，在那个时刻，我就非常的伤心。
I mean, she was my kid, you know, like she was my class. I was her teacher, and we took care of her.
啊，这段话是他说的啊。他说那段时间我就非常伤心，因为我觉得他是我的孩子。
And I felt that as a teacher, even I can't do anything to help her. Like I'm so useless. I'm so worthless. Like I can't even help her.
就作为一个老师，当时我就觉得真的是我是那么的没有用。在这个时间里面，他很需要我的时候，我不能帮助他。
And then William told me something that really stuck to me.
William 也有一些事情要跟我们分享。
And he said this in a very nice way, and he said that, as a body of Christ, we're supposed to be focusing on all the kids, not just one. we did all that we can to help the kids. And as long as we did all that we can, now it's time for God to step in and to work.
William 就跟我说，我们在这里的责任，我们要跟很多的孩子交流，要照看很多的孩子。我们的责任不是只是在一个孩子身上，在那个女孩子身上，我们已经做了我们所能做的。下面我们不能做的，那就是看我们要看神在她身上来工作。
And then that's when I realized that my job there as a teacher is not to, you know, change your lives. I can't do that.
所以说，我就意识到在那里。作为一个老师，我的责任并不是最终我要保证我能改变一个生命。
I'm there to show them what Jesus Christ's love is through myself.
我要在那里，我的任务是我要让他们在我身上看到耶稣基督是如何的爱他们。
I can love them, I can play with them, I can teach them, but in overall, it's God who works, it's God who changes.
在那短短的时间，作为一个老师，我在那里能跟他们一起交流，我能爱他们，我能关怀他们，但是最终是神才能改变他们，在改变他们的现状。
So throughout the mission trip, I just really learned how to just trust God, I guess, and know that I'm not the one who does everything, and I can't really change everyone's lives.
所以通过这次短宣，我所学到的就是说，我要把我的信心放在神的身上，神是最后结果的决定者。
Thank you。
好，谢谢大家。
Hi,现在我们还有 we still have a little time. So, our theme song for the tele missions was.Hey, Jesus loves me.
好，现在我们一段时间，我们给大家献上一首歌曲。
So we'll sing it to you.
可以唱啊。
耶稣爱我，
the next time we sing that, we all should do this, jumping up and down. How many would like to do that? All right, I think we can do that. I think we can do that. Pastor King said if you did it, you'd throw your back out, David.
所以基本上就是说，如果David，如果你这样做的话，大概你的腰是比较大的。Yesterday
I visited my 91-year-old mother。昨天我去看了我91岁的母亲。And we both recognize that this may be one of the last visits I have with her.
所以我们两个人都意识到，这有可能是我们两个人很可能是比较最后的一次的见面了。We
talked openly about her death.
所以我们就很坦诚地来讨论一个我们中国人很不愿意讨论的问题，就是妈妈的过世的问题。We
talked about what we would say at her funeral.
我们也在讨论，也在想，在她的追思礼拜的时候，我们应该说些什么话。
She talked about how she was feeling.
她讲了她的感受，她的恐惧。
And we had one of those conversations that you don't have very many times. It was one of the last conversations, not the last, but maybe one of the last that I'll have with my mom.
这是一个很特别的一次的谈话，这是我跟我的妈妈之间，有可能是非常少的，在这个生命里面非常少的。
And all the way back from Philadelphia, I thought of how that conversation ties in with this message about the last words of Jesus on the earth.
所以从费城赶回来的时候，我就在思想，我跟我妈妈的谈话，跟我们今天所讲的主题，耶稣基督跟我们的最后的谈话中间有什么样的关联。
Words when we live right now can tend to be frivolous sometimes. We can talk about the new football season, we can talk about the golf, we can talk about when school starts, a little frivolous, but when we know that it's at the end, we get to be very serious.
所以在我们日常的交谈中间，我们可以谈很多很琐碎的事情，比如说，如果你喜欢橄榄球，你就谈谈橄榄球；如果你是孩子的爸爸妈妈，你就会谈到哦，马上开学了，给孩子准备些什么东西。Two
times it is recorded in the Bible what Jesus' last words were. One in Matthew chapter 28, verse 18, and one in Acts chapter 1. Let's look at the passage in Matthew 28:18.
但是如果你知道这个谈话是有可能是你人生中间很难得的最后一次谈的话的话，那你会非常的慎重。所以我们来看耶稣基督当他离开世界的时候，是跟我们有些什么样的交流？我们把圣经打开到马太福音的最后一章。And
the title of this message is, this is the last command of our Lord. Is it our first concern?
所以说。 我们看到最后一章，这是耶稣基督离开这个世界的时候给我们最后的一个命令，所以这也应该是我们基督徒生命中间的第一个应该考虑的。He
gathers his disciples together and he says, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and in earth." He gives himself and tells us that he is the commander in chief. He is the CEO. He is the director. He is in charge.
所以他把他的门徒召集在一起，他说：“天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。”所以他在跟我们说，他是这个世界上面所有一切的掌权者。And
it's translated then, "Go therefore and make disciples."
所以下面耶稣说：“所以你们要去，让使万民做我的门徒。” Of
all nations.
使万民就是所有国家的人
baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗
teaching them to observe all that I commanded you,
凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守
and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world,
我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了
as the commander in chief. Jesus said to that small group of disciples,
所以你可以想象，作为这个整个宇宙的掌权者，他对一个很小的11个人的一个小小的一个团体在说话。
That we were to go into all the world.
他说我们要到世界的各个角落去。
Now, before you pull down the blinds of your mind and say, "Oh, I've heard this before. This is a missions message. I know what I'm going to do." Will you listen to me for a moment?
Well, 我想我们每一个基督徒对这段圣经都非常熟悉，我们都非常习以为常，我们都觉得我们都知道神的大使命。
There are men in this room, and there are women that I know you are involved in international business.
所以在我们教会的会众中间，我知道你们有些人在参与这个国际上的贸易和商业的活动。
Easily you trade internationally. Easily you're talking and you're worried and concerned about what's going on in the world markets. Easily you're involved in fashions that are around the world, and we think nothing of that.
所以你们有可能会想，在这个世界上面变化多端的世界上面，一些商业的波动，一些金融的波动，一些时尚的波动，都会影响到你的怎么说呢？你的职业。但是我们今天讲的并不是这些。
Coca-Cola was a small little soft drink manufacturing company in Georgia, and yet I don't believe there's a place in the world where you can go and not get a Coke.
让我再给你们一个例子，就像可口可乐这个小小的东西，它源自 Georgia 这个小小的地方，但是在今天的这个世界上面，我相信在任何一个国家人都听说过可口可乐。
You're going to hear from my brothers who joined me in Zambia, and they will attest to this, that while we were in Zambia, close to the ends of the world, so many people had one of these kinds of phones.
所以过一会儿你也会听到我们团队我的弟兄来跟大家一起来分享，在赞比亚，我们为什么会在赞比亚，即使在赞比亚我们都能看到这个小小的手机能跟世界的各地有所交流。
They didn't have watches, they didn't have cars, but they had smartphones.
他们有可能没有手表，他们没有汽车，但是他们有这个 iPhone, 有手机。
Samsung, Toyota, Hyundai is every part of the worldAnd when Jesus tells us as the CEO that we are to go to every part of the world, we work for him.
我们知道在这个世界的很多地方有那些车，我们都看到一样的牌子，有 Samsung, 有 Hyundai, 有 Toyota, 但是耶稣基督跟我们说我们要到世界的每一个角落去。
And my burden for EBCC is that God would raise up at least 10, 20 couples, 20 people who would be involved in cross-cultural missions for Jesus Christ, willing to leave Jersey, willing to leave the Chinese context, and move to a cross-cultural situation to present Jesus Christ to another world.
所以我心里面的负担，我的心愿就是在我们这个教会希望有20个甚至更多的家庭，他们愿意委身出来到世界各地去传福音，突破文化空间地理的限制。
And my time is up, but here, listen, before you think, well, we need this, maybe the children, that's what we need to pray for, the children or the young people. Let me tell you right now, and Bill will talk about this later, there are many Chinese in Zambia.
所以我想我的负担就是有可能我们要为孩子们祷告，从孩子身上做起。过一会儿 Bill 弟兄也会跟我们分享，在赞比亚你会很惊奇的发现有很多华人。
And one of the biggest needs right now is for a couple to go, a Chinese couple to go and to minister the gospel of Jesus Christ in Zambia to Chinese people.
所以因为有很多的华人在那边，也就可以想象有这样的需要，如果有一个华人的夫妻的家庭，他们是愿意作为福音的使者到赞比亚去长期的服侍那边的人。
If Coca-Cola can put a Coke in every village in the world, can't we put the gospel of Jesus Christ in every village?
如果可口可乐能把它的一个小饮料罐放到世界的每一个角落，那么作为基督徒，我们有没有这样的信心，有没有这样的信心把我们的福音信仰的宝贵的福音放到世界的每一个角落？
God didn't call us to be comfortable.
神呼召我们并不是让我们生活在舒适的环境里面。
And I want to just say, as my brothers come, Michael and Gerald, I was really blessed to be with these guys. You should be so proud of them. They represented Christ so well. They represented your culture so well. They represented their families so well. And I was very proud to be associated with these young men. And would you please do me a favor and just give them a good applause as they come and share.
First,
I'd like to really thank all of you for supporting the team, David, Bill, Michael, and myself to Zambia. We really, really appreciated your support, both financially, but also through prayer. And we really, really felt your prayers while we were in Zambia.
首先我要谢谢教会，谢谢我们的教会，谢谢每一个弟兄姐妹，你们的祷告，你们的经济上的支持，让我和Michael、Bill还有David有这样的机会去赞比亚，有这样一个短宣。
In the picture in the back here, this is a picture of Michael, and he's sharing with actually a conference of youth workers in Zambia.
大家都认识这个图片上，就是Michael弟兄，但是他这里所站的讲台不是EBCC的讲台，他在赞比亚，在那边再讲一篇信息。
And what's really exciting about this picture is that this is one of the first youth workers conference that the churches here have ever had.
所以非常让人震撼或者让人激动的是，这是第一次在那个教会有一个专门针对年轻人的一个福音的活动。So
Michael and I were really, really blessed to be able to share with them some of the work that we do with teenagers here in New Jersey.
所以我和Mike也非常的真的受到造就，我们在这里服侍青年人，让我们所学到的知识、学到的一些经验，在那里到赞比亚企业同样能服侍那里的年轻人。And our
hope was very simple. We wanted to give them some tools that they can use with their own teenagers, but we also wanted to encourage them that children are important.
所以我们的目标很简单，就是我们希望把我们所学到的一些技巧、一些知识，能跟当地的一些基督徒的年轻的基督徒分享，让他们也能跟周围的还没有信主的年轻人来分享神的福音。One
of the other things that I think happened that we didn't expect was that I think we also gave them a different view of Chinese people.
所以另外一件事情是我们有意想到的，就是我们当时所做的一件事情，也让当时当地的很多年轻人看到了他们所没有想到的，我们中国文化下面的一些年轻人的一些心态、一些想法、一些习惯。David
earlier shared that there are a lot of Chinese people in Zambia because of companies and factories.
因为这个世界的贸易，在赞比亚有很多的中国人。
And part of the difficulty is that there's a cultural difference, but also a language difference between Zambians and also Chinese people living in Zambia.
所以你可以想到的是当时的很多的一些沟通上面的障碍，就是语言上的、文化上面的障碍。So
in Zambia, there has been some tensions between the Zambians and the Chinese.
在赞比亚的本地人跟移居到那里的很多的中国人之间有一些很紧张的、不友好的关系。
And I think it was very good for them to see Chinese people speaking at church and talking about Christ.
所以我想对当地的人来说，这是一个很我们能够到那里去分享福音，去讲述耶稣基督，对当地人来说是一个很好的一个开端，交流的一个开端。I
don't think any of them has ever seen a Chinese person speak about God at their church or anywhere.
所以你们大概想象不到的是，在我们去以前，当地的一些基督徒，他们很少看到有一个中国人来到教会去讲、来分享耶稣基督。
So this is a picture of Mike, but the next picture, that's me speaking also at the youth conference as well.
所以你看到这张图片上是我在跟青少年的一个营会在有一个讲座。
Now this is just one of the areas in which we were sharing. Both David and Bill, they were sharing at a pastor's retreat, at a pastor's conference at a different location.
所以我跟Mike是比较集中在这个年轻人青年人的营会上面，然后 Bill 跟 David 是在另外一个地方，他们的上课的对象就是一些已经是牧者。
I'm going to turn this over to Michael, and he'll talk a little bit about the pastor's conference that David and Bill, and also to some degree Mike and myself was involved with.
所以下面 Mike 会跟我们分享在 David 跟 Bill 在 involve 比较多的对牧者的一些 培训。 我们两个年轻人也有机会也参与了这样的服饰。
All right, this third picture is this is still at the Youth Workers Conference.
这张照片还是我们对那个青年人的一些服饰。
So this is our first teaching day. This was Monday.
这是我们当时的第一天，这是一个礼拜一。
And as you can see, there are many youth workers and volunteer youth leaders and Sunday school teachers there.
你们看到这里面很多的年轻人，他们都是参与教会的侍奉，比如说主日学呀、青少年辅导的一些参与教会服饰的一些年轻人。
So this is where Gerald and I spoke.
这就是我 跟 Gerald 要服侍的对象。
So like Gerald said, meanwhile, David and Bill, they were at a different place teaching approximately 40 pastors, lead senior pastors.
所以就像刚才 Gerald 说到的, Bill 跟 David 在另外一个地方，他们的辅导的对象有超过40个已经比较资深的牧者，一些牧师。
And Gerald and I, we only spoke one day, but they spoke 40, so they definitely had the endurance.
所以我们两个 年轻力壮的小伙子只是有一天的 教导的时间，但是 Bill 跟 David 他们要连续不断的要有4天的 培训。
And one thing about the church in Zambia and in many African nations is that the believers are very enthusiastic, yet they have a great need for teaching and Bible teaching and doctrine.
你会发现一个现象，在当地的非常多的基督徒，他们的心里面非常火热，他们愿意接受很多的 福音的知识，圣经的知识。
So David and Bill, they were just sharing from 1 Thessalonians and from the parables and from many different Bible passages.
所以你可以想象 Bill 跟 David 他们有很重的任务。
So here's Pastor David Krenzel, looking very cool.
你们也看到我们的 David 牧师坐在上面非常的潇洒自如。
And just one quick note, you might notice that he's wearing long pants and everyone's wearing long sleeves.
你也可以看到当时是夏天，但是 David 穿的是长衣长袖。
It was very cold there, colder than we expected.
那个地方比我们想象的要冷很多，
especially at night.
特别是在晚上。
So I thought I was training myself by not using any air conditioning in the summer.
所以我引以自豪的是，在那段时间，我能够让自己能够觉得我自己能够适应没有任何空调的生活的环境。
But instead, I was actually being trained when I didn't use heat in the winter. That's when I was.
结果发现我真的受到的，当时受到的一些训练是，我今后我冬天大概不用暖气了。But
definitely in my Christian life, I've learned to from God expect the unexpected.
所以我学到的一个功课就是说，神教导我们在任何的环境、任何的场所，我们都要来，我们要设想到有可能不可能发生的事情。
And I've learned that God always blesses us more than we want, more than we need, and always gives us exceedingly more.
所以神的祝福通常是超过我们所需所求的。So
the first thing was we expected it to be hot, but it was actually very cool, very nice.
第一件神的祝福是我们以为会非常的热，但是那个地方非常的冷。Like
David shared, we went there and we expected them to have nothing, but many of them had computers and cell phones and television.
另外一个意想不到神的安排是我们以为当地的人对新知识、高科技是一窍不通，但是我们发现很多人都有电脑、都有手机、都有 iPhone.
Also, we went there expecting that the Christians were weak and they wouldn't know much, but instead we saw that they're very strong and very devoted, the Christians.
另外一点，我们以为当地的很多的基督徒，他们的灵命都很浅，他们的生命很弱，但是我们很欣慰地发现，很多的基督徒他们内心火热，他们灵里面刚强。
And going there, we feel that we have a burden for them, and we will bless them. But at the same time, they had a burden for us, and they wanted to bless us.
所以我们到那里的时候，我们以为我们有很多的东西能够给他们，能教导他们。没想到神给我们的祝福是，我们在他们身上学到了很多。
So just one quick example. While Gerald and I were at the pastors' conference, there was about 45 minutes where they could just ask questions.
我给大家一个例子，就是我当时跟Gerald在牧师的一个培训营会上面有45分钟的提问的时间。
It was the first day the youth workers.
这是第一天在青少年培训营第一天。
And many of them asked things about what we said, but many of the questions were about America, what America was like, and about China.
我们当时发现有很多的问题是针对他们的好奇心，美国到底是怎么样的，中国到底是怎么样的。
Many of them wanted to know how they, the Zambians, how they could help the Chinese people in Zambia, how they could pray for China.
他们有一个心愿，他们问的问题就是说，让我们告诉他们，跟他们分享，我们在美国，在中国有什么样的需要，他们能给我为我们来祷告。So
while we're thinking, oh, we're Americans, we're going to help you, they're already thinking how they can help us.
所以我们去的时候，我们带着一个心，我们作为来到世界上最发达的国家美国来到你们中间，我们怎么来帮助你们？没想到他们让我们看到，神真的是让他们来告诉我们，他们来怎么帮助我们。Also
going in, you might feel bad for them, like, oh, they're in a poor country, but in some ways they felt rich compared to us.
所以我们来到那个贫穷的国家。
One quick example is that they asked us a question about America and this issue today of same-sex marriage.
他们也问到一个在美国非常敏感的一个问题，就是同性恋婚姻的问题。
And they felt bad for us because we had to live through this tough time, whereas in Zambia that would never happen.
他因为这件事，这些事情，他们觉得我们在一个非常，怎么说呢？一个非常让人痛心的一个环境里面。
And we explained to them, oh, it is the government. There's two sides, and there's a lot of debate and something like that about same-sex marriage.
所以我们就跟他们解释了这美国很复杂的政治原因。And
one brother in the back, he rose his hand and he said, I want to encourage you. Remember Daniel and Daniel chapter 1 and Daniel chapter 2. They stood up to the government. And they did not back down. I want to encourage you. This is a Zambian speaking to us. I want to encourage you Americans to stand up like Daniel did against this issue.
当时坐在后排的一位赞比亚的弟兄就举起手来，他说：“我要鼓励你们，你们要看到那个但以理书第一章第二章，你们要像但以理一样。当时的政府有这样的要求，但是你们作为神的子民，你们应该怎么样来智慧的来遵守、来执守自己的信仰。”
And I definitely felt the spirit there. I was blown away again, more than what I expected. And I felt very encouraged and blessed by those brothers there.
所以你就可以想象，当时我真的是。 看到了很多都超乎我所想象的事情，我觉得我非常的被祝福，我非常的我学到了很多东西。
The last thing I'll echo what Gerald said, definitely thank you for your prayers. Another thing that was unexpected was I did not get sick.
所以最后我要就像 Gerald 弟兄刚才所说的一样，我要谢谢大家的祷告和支持。然后还有一件事情，有可能跟你们的祷告有关，非常奇妙的，我竟然在这个整个的一个旅程中间，我竟然没有生病。Every
time I go to Taiwan or Hong Kong or China, I always get sick. I thought I would get sick in Africa a lot, but I was perfectly fine, so thank you.
所以每次我到其他一些很好的地方，比如说香港、台湾、中国大陆，我回来以后基本上都会生病。但是这次去赞比亚，我觉得我肯定会生病，但是我没有生病。谢谢大家。
One of the things that while we were there, we also had the privilege to see is we actually met Chinese people in Zambia.
所以就像我刚才提到的，一点我没有想象、没有意料到的，就是在赞比亚，我看到了、见到了很多的中国人。
This is Bill speaking, Bill Schuett, and you're going to hear him speak in a moment. So he's teaching from the Bible as well. And I just want to repeat what Mike said. Both David and Bill, they taught for like 10 hours a day. It was amazing. You know, it was a very, very long time. It was like a marathon.
所以你看到这张照片上是Bill弟兄会和Bill会跟我们分享，他跟David他们四天每天都要上课上超过十个小时，所以是就像个马拉松一样。The
pastors there were very, very hungry to learn about the truth and to how to better help their own churches.
所以赞比亚当时很多的牧者，他们邻里就非常的饥渴，他们希望学到很多的东西来服侍他们的教会。
And this is the pastors, the 40 pastors, and they're holding up a Bible. It was given as a gift. There was another ministry that gave them Bibles as a gift, but this is the group that David and Bill were teaching for the 4 days.
所以这就是40多个当地的牧师，就是Bill跟David教导的对象。你看他们每个人手里都拿着一本书，是圣经，是另外一个机构、一个教会赠送给他们的。
So on this last picture, this is a Chinese couple that we met in Zambia.
这张照片你们可以看到是有一对中国夫妻，就是我们在赞比亚邂逅的一对中国夫妻。In our
last day in Zambia, one of the missionaries asked us, "Do we want to visit his friend?" He says he has a Chinese friend, but he can't. But the missionary can't speak Chinese, so he asked Mike and myself to go and visit them.
在赞比亚的时候，我们碰到一个差派的一个福音的工作的人员，他就说他认识一对朋友，他们是中国人，但是他自己不会说中文，他问我们愿不愿意去拜访这对中国夫妻。
So Mike and I, our Chinese isn't that good, but we said, okay, we'll go and visit them.
所以你们知道 Mike 跟我的中文就那么回事，但是我们有这样的勇气说好，我们去。
So when we went, we talked to these two couples. The man, his name is David, and that's his wife.
所以我们就去拜访了这对夫妻，是David跟他的太太。
David is a factory owner in Zambia, and he owns his factory work with metal.
所以David是在赞比亚当地，他有一个就是金属方面开采加工金属的一个工厂。
And he was very, 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 very curious about the gospel.
David, 他对福音、对圣经非常非常的有好奇心。
We had a chance to talk to them and share with them the gospel.
所以我们就有这样的机会跟他们来讲福音、讲圣经。
But while we were there sharing with them with our very, very bad Chinese,
所以在那里我跟他们用我们非常非常那个的中文跟他们在讲福音的时候,
in my mind, I was thinking, I wish some of the people from church was here with me.
当时我就在想，如果我们教会中间有些真正能说中国话的弟兄姐妹在跟我们在一起，那多好。
One of the questions they asked was, what is the difference between Jehovah's Witness and Christianity?
当时他们问了一个问题，就是说耶和华见证人会跟我们真正的正统的基督教信仰到底有什么区别？
That was very hard to explain in Chinese.
可以想象，如果要用中文来解释这两者之间的区别，不是一件很容易的事情。
So I want to show you this picture because I want to encourage some of you in this room to think and to pray about going to Zambia or going to many parts of Africa where there are lots of Chinese people.
所以如果我现在给你们一个挑战的话，你们大概也知道我要说的是什么。希望你们在祷告中间纪念，看下一次你会不会去。And
I want to give you an encouragement that even in Africa, there are Chinese churches.
我给大家一个让人比较振奋的消息是，即使是在 非洲，你也可以发现有中国人为主要会众的教会。When
we were trying to share the gospel with David, we found that his wife was actually helping us.
当我们在跟这对中国夫妻分享福音、分享圣经的时候，我们很惊奇地发现，他的太太在旁边也在给我们煽风点火，在帮我们。
And the reason for that is because she went to a church, a Chinese church in South Africa.
原因是这位太太她在南非的时候去过了一个中国人的教会。And
in South Africa, this Chinese church helped her teach her about the gospel.
在那个教会里面，她第一次接触到了福音。So
it's just really amazing to see how the gospel spread all around the world.
所以你们看到神奇妙的手，在让福音在整个世界的各个角落都有福音的种子。
Again, Michael and I and David and Bill, we're really, really grateful for your support and for your prayers.
最后我们四个人这个四个人的福音小组再次感谢大家的支持和祷告。
And we really pray and hope that this won't be the last time that EBCC will be in Zambia.
我也希望我在祷告中间我也恳切地祷告神, 这不是我们教会最后一次参与赞比亚的福音侍奉。
Thank you, and like the Taiwan group, we don't have a song.
和我们台湾的宣教小组一样，我们也有一首非常好的诗歌奉献给大家。Yeah.
I want to say good morning to you. It's a joy to be back with you.
首先我想跟大家说早上好，很高兴回到大家中间。
My name is Bill Schuett. I work with Lebenzell Mission.
我的名字叫Bill Schuett. 我在一个叫Lebenzell的一个福音机构工作。
Lebenzell Mission began as the German branch of the China Inland Mission.
Lebenzell这个福音的一个中心，它是从德国起源，但是它在中国人中间做很多的工作。The
early Lebenzell missionaries went to Hunan province in China.
大家有可能会知道，Lebenzell福音这个使命中心在很多年以前参与了在中国湖南省的一些事情。It
is not an accident that once again Lebenzell Mission is partnering with a Chinese church to take the gospel to Zambia.
所以今天我站在这里，我们的机构跟一个中国人的以中国会众为主的一个教会有这样的合作，一起去赞比亚，大家就不会觉得非常的惊奇。
I believe God's hand is in this.
我相信神的手一直在引导我们。I
want to thank you as a supporting church of these men for the contribution and the prayers that you gave in allowing them to go to Zambia.
所以在这里我也要谢谢大家，谢谢我们教会支持，并且为我们这次的我们的福音施工有很多的祷告。I
want to add what Pastor David said about Michael and Gerald, that they represented this church, their culture, and the Lord Jesus Christ very well.
就像David牧师所说的，我也要谢谢David，谢谢Michael和Jared，他们代表你们教会，也代表了你们的文化。To
me, what made a difference was what was in their heart. They truly loved the people they were serving.
所以我看到他们在这个整个的行程过程中间，他们是真正有一颗基督爱人的心。The
first step in being an effective worker in missions is that you have to have a heart for the people you are serving.
作为一个出去宣教的一个弟兄姐妹，最重要的一点就是你的心，你的心要有一颗真正是为神所用去爱人的心。When
Jesus saw the world around him, he said to the disciples, "Look, the harvest is ready to receive."
当耶稣指着这个世界上面的芸芸众生说，现在收获的季节到了的时候。
Another time he saw the crowds of people, he said they were like sheep without a shepherd, and his heart was moved with compassion.
当耶稣指着众人说，看哪，那么多的羊群，没有牧人在他们中间的时候。
As we look around us, as we see the needs of the world, our heart has to be moved with compassion.
就像耶稣基督一样，当我们看到这个世界，看到那么多人的时候，我们的心是不是也像耶稣基督的心一样，我们心被恩感，我们愿意去侍奉。
Zambia is a country where 50% of the population is younger than 15 years old.
赞比亚这个国家非常奇怪，他们的人口比例有50%的人，他们的年龄是低于15岁。
That is why the message that Michael and Gerald brought to the church, that children and youth ministry is so important, was very important for the church to hear.
所以就像刚才Mike跟Jerry所说，跟大家分享的，我们对年轻人中间的一些事工、一些培训是那么的重要。In
African culture, it is very important for a couple to have children, but children after they are born are not very important.
在非洲当时的那个文，现在这个文化氛围里面，在一个家庭，一对夫妻，他们生养孩子是非常容易、非常自然的事情。但是当孩子生出来以后，他们对这个家庭好像并不重要。
And too many times that enters into the church where the focus on children's ministry is left as a minor ministry of the church.
甚至这个现象也带到教会里面，在教会里面，我们发现很多的侍奉、很多的服务都是并不是针对占人口比例很大的青少年或者更小的孩子身上。
The other verse that Pastor David referenced in his sharing with us was from the first chapter of the book of Acts.
在 David 牧师跟我们分享的时候，他分享到了一个《使徒行传》的第一章里面的一段内容。
Jesus told his disciples, "You wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit."
耶稣基督让他的门徒在耶路撒冷来等待圣灵的降临。
When the Holy Spirit comes, you're going to receive power.
当圣灵降临的时候，我们就必得着能力。
Not power to make money, power to be my witnesses.
这个能力并不是去赚得全世界的能力，而是去做我的见证的能力。
A witness is somebody who shares what he has heard or seen or personally experienced.
做耶稣的见证就是去跟大家分享，跟人分享，在我们在耶稣身上所见到的、所听到的、所感受到的。
A witness of Jesus is simply sharing the truth about who Jesus is.
所以我们为耶稣做见证，很简单的就是跟大家分享耶稣到底是谁。
And the verse says, "You'll be witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the remotest part of the earth."
所以，我们圣经就教导我们要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极，做耶稣基督的见证人。
2 years ago, I visited one of the remotest parts of the earth in Zambia.
所以说，两年以前我就去，当时到了一个世界很非常边缘、非常角落的，在赞比亚的一个小的城市。
It's a remote valley about 8 hours drive from where we were teaching.
那个地方离我们这次夏天去侍奉的地方有8个小时的车程。
When you drive your car, you descend deep down into the valley, and the temperature gets so hot it feels like the oven that you open up when you are baking something in your stove.
当你开车到那个地方的时候，海拔越来越低，越来越低，温度越来越高，就好像你进了一个蒸笼。
There are more wild animals than there are people.
在那个地方有更多的野兽比人更多。
But here in these isolated areas are 15,000 people living in this very difficult place.
但是就在那个偏僻的小地方，有15,000人住在那边，生活在那个非常艰难的环境里面。
During the hot season, it is almost hard to live. It is so hot.
对我用我们的标准来说，在炎热的季节，那个地方简直不是人住的。
During the rainy season, the roads are cut by the rivers, and even the small airstrip is too soft for the airplane to land.
但是在当雨季到来的时候，很多的路就变成了河流，那个地方甚至没有一个地方它的土地很硬，能让一个飞机能够停靠的地方。
During that time of year, the people are cut off from the rest of the world. You cannot leave or go in.Except by foot, which is very hard.
所以你可以想象，当雨季到来的时候，生活在那个地方的人，他们跟外界就是完全隔绝的。
During that season is the season of malaria, and many people suffer from malaria.
在那个季节也有很多的疾病，像痢疾那些疾病的流行，所以很多的人因着被的疾病困扰，在疾病中间也有可能失去生命。
2 years ago, it was an election year in Zambia, and the government sent all the medicine to the cities and forgot about these people who really had no strength to vote because they were so isolated.
在两年以前，在赞比亚的总统大选的时候，那个当国家的政府就有很多的医药在给赞比亚的各个城市，但是在那个偏远的小村庄，由于那边的人也没有选举的能力和权力，他们被政府、被整个国家彻底的遗忘。
That year, dozens of people died of malaria.
所以你可以想象。那一年有很多的人就死于当时的流行病。
The person telling me this story said,Those who could make a difference chose not to.
当地的人就告诉我们， 在这个国家有些人他们有能力能改变自己的环境的人，但是他们不愿意这样去做。
The government could have made a difference by supplying the medicine, but they chose to send it somewhere else.
那个政府可以用很多的支持，在医药上面的、经济上面的支持来改善当地的环境，但是他们没有这样做。
And dozens of people died.
所以几十个人就这样，因为这样的原因，他们去世了。
I want to leave that thought with you, though. It's a challenge to my heart, and I challenge you with this.
我就把这样一幅场景留给大家，留在大家心里面。这对我来说是一个挑战，我希望对大家也是一个挑战。
Those who could make a difference chose not to, and people died.
很多能改变这个环境的人，他们没有去改变，所以很多人就死掉了。
We've seen that the harvest field is ready for harvest in Zambia among the Chinese population.
就是庄稼熟了，已经收割的季节到了。
God is placing this burden on EBCC to consider prayerfully what your role would be in reaching these people.
我们教会，我们的会众能不能有一颗祷告的心来看，我们在那边有什么负担，我们应该在那里面有什么参与。
You have the resources and the language and the knowledge to be the witness of Jesus Christ to Zambian Chinese.
我们有资源，我们也有文化上面的便利，我们有语言沟通的能力。
May it never be said that we who could have made a difference chose not to.
如果我们是一群能在当地能够改变环境的一些人，但是我们的决定是什么？我们愿不愿意去做出一些改变？
As we look ahead to the future, it is my prayer that we of Liebenzell Mission, working with the local church in Zambia, can also add another partner, EBCC, to reaching these people with the gospel.
所以放眼明天，放眼未来，我就想我们 Liebenzell 我们这个福音机构和赞比亚当地的教会有这样的一个合作，我们能不能把 EBCC 也加入到赞比亚长期合作，一起来侍奉神的一个名单里面去？
Remember the song we sang at the beginning. It's not about us. It's all for His glory.
还记不记得我们今天聚会刚开始所唱的一首歌？这一切不是为了我们，而是为了天上的神。
Amen.
This has been a very good morning, and I want to thank everyone who shared Gloria, the Taiwan team.The Zambia team. This has been a good day for EBCC.
今天早晨，我很感谢我们各种不同的小组来分享这个宣教。
I want to thank Bill Schuett for sovereignly bringing together a mission, a ministry that may have influenced some of your grandparents to come to know Jesus Christ.
我很感谢让 Bill 他能够在我们中间这一次有这样的影响力，能够让我们可能。对着我们的，甚至我们的祖父母都可能会有影响的一个宣教。
And to come and begin the next phase of the journey.
我们要进入了另外的一个里程。
Let me share with you three burdens, and then Pastor King will close our service.
我也再继续分享有三个要点，然后我们就要有一定结论。
While we were there, it was determined that the pastors.Could use bicycles.
我们在那里的时候，我们决定给那里的传道人脚踏车。
And many people from this church and from Hawthorne gave money, and we have a little extra money, and we want to raise some more money to buy about 75 bicycles.
不但我们教会，另外的 Hawthorne 的教会也，我们募集了一些钱，我们打算买75辆的脚踏车。
And we would like to raise this money during Thanksgiving and send it to Zambia so that each pastor and each evangelist, each church planter, could have a bicycle as they move into these remote areas of the world.
我们希望在感恩节左右，我们能够筹集75辆自行车的这个钱，可以供那边的牧者还有一些宣教士使用。
The bicycles we're looking at have been used by World Vision, and there may be another option, but we're figuring that each bicycle is going to cost around
$100 to $125.
So the Lord may lay that upon your heart. To give some bicycles to Zambian pastors and church planters. Now, the next vision that God has placed on our hearts is this. We know that we have a very active support for Taiwan, and we want to continue that.
我们知道我们有很积极的正面的支持台湾的宣教, 我们希望能够继续。
But we also would like to add a mission team to Zambia next year.
但是明年我希望我们有另外一个团队能够到赞比亚去。
And we would like to bring some young people to do some VBS or Christian camps in Zambia.
我也希望有一些年轻人能够带着这个暑期圣经训练学校的去那里到赞比亚去服侍他们。
But while Gerald was speaking, the Lord laid on my heart is that we need to bring some of you people who will stay in the big cities and reach Chinese Christians through some evangelism through Chinese people.
当Gerald分享的时候,我心里面有个感动,我希望我们中间有成年人能够到那些城市去接触那些中国的移民。
And it would be a great opportunity to assist the missions program, maybe the first of its kind in Zambia, to plant Chinese churches. There are probably a few meetings there, but to encourage them and to support them. So pray about that.
So we continue to pray that this is a chance for us to build a Chinese church there. We continue to pray for this.
And the third
point
is this. My prayer is there will be one couple in this room, maybe two, to go as a team.
我希望我们中间或者有一对或者两对的夫妇能够组团去,
to be willing to listen to the CEO,
能够愿意听的我们的主,
Jesus Christ,
耶稣基督,
who may transfer you as a Chinese person,
他可以使你这个中国人,
to plant the church, to strengthen the Chinese church in Zambia.
能够到那里能够加强那里中国人的信仰。
You know, the hardest part of that will be was to get the person. I think the funds will follow, but there might be one or two people in this room that say, you know, I want to do this. And then it's our responsibility who stay behind to support them in prayer and finances as they do the Lord's work for us in this country.
我们都知道要找人去这是最难的。当我们人出来的时候，我们财那个财力上面的支持就会随之而到。
Thank you, EBCC, for a great summer of ministry to China, Taiwan. It was great. Zambia, it was really good. Thank you very, very much.
谢谢教会今年在台湾、在大陆、在Zambia的宣教上面的支持。谢谢。
David asked me to give some response to today's message service. In the beginning, David mentioned about the Great Commission. I want to summarize a few points through our sharings. The first thing is talking about where the authority comes from.
第一点，就我们来讨论一下我们大使命，我们这个权柄是从何而来。When
Jesus said, "All the authority has given to me,"
当耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。So
we know as a team we go to the mission field.
所以，当我们抱着这样的信心，我们来到了福音的战场上。All
the authority we have, all the energy of the ability we have. It's coming through the authority of Jesus Christ.
所以我们的能力、我们的力量、我们的权柄的来源就是耶稣基督。
Though EBCC is a partner spiritual partnership through this mission,
在这个福音的施工里面，我们教会是中间的一份子。
EBCC or any mission organization is never be the authority itself.
但是我们教会或者其他任何一个福音机构，他们都不是这个大使命的权柄的来源。
Our authority is only so come from Jesus Christ through His resurrection.
我们真正的权柄是从耶稣基督而来，是从耶稣基督的复活而来。
Jesus Himself is the first real missionary from heaven to earth.
所以耶稣基督就是我们这个世界上面第一个从天到地上来的一个福音的使者。
As a disciple, we only follow Jesus' footsteps.
作为耶稣的基督的门徒，我们的职责就是跟随耶稣基督的脚踪。
The second thing is Jesus wants us to go and make disciples of all nations.
所以说第二点，大使命的第二点就是耶稣基督所说的，所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Through today's sharings, we see we are going, we went, and we did.Try to make all disciples of all nations.
所以说是很让人欣慰的。我们看到这个夏天，我们教会很多的弟兄姐妹，我们真正的走了出去。我们想让世界上面的万民做耶稣基督的门徒。
Now we know all of this.
我们都知道这一切。
But the most important thing is now we need to put everything into action.
很最重要的一点就是我们真的要把我们的知识把我们的看见来化作行动。
We already get the challenge from today's different teams.
我从今天很多跟我们一起来分享的弟兄姐妹那里，我们得到了很多的挑战。
Let's prepare ourselves, have a merciful heart for Jesus Christ.
所以我们就要预备自己，让我们在神的面前，我们有一颗顺从的和一颗怜悯世人的心。
We are a merciful servant of God.
我们是带着怜悯世人的心来侍奉神的。
None of the organization, the world organization, has just like church has a mercy, is a mercy enterprise.
所以就看这个世界上面很多的一些慈善机构，他们跟我们的教会带着怜悯世人的心，从神那里来的怜悯是不同的。
We want to give people hope about of the salvation.
我们想给人的是从神那里来的希望盼望。
We need to teach them the doctrine of the truth.
我们希望来跟大家分享，跟所有的人分享的教导的是从神那里来的一些教导。
Now the last thing I want to ask everyone here to prepare our hearts for the next year.
所以最后我就希望我们每一位弟兄姐妹，我们都在灵里面，我们来预备自己，我们为着明年的宣教来预备。
First, you prepare and you think about who you're gonna pray for the next year.
第一，你要为自己预备，并且你要想有几个弟兄姐妹要在你的日常的祷告中间，你要为他们不懈的祷告。
Some of them already went to the mission field for 2 years, like those young people, but some of them still plan to go next year.
我们知道有很多年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们已经有好几年去短宣的经历。我们也知道有些弟兄姐妹他们在预备自己，他们希望很快的能走上短宣的道路。
And then I know some parents, they are willing, they when they saw their kids change, so are willing to join their kids next year.
我们也看到有些父母，他们愿意跟他们的孩子一起去做短宣。
Most important is pray for yourself.
最重要的，我们要为自己祷告。
Are you the one that God wants you to go?
你是不是神下面要差遣的那位？
Pray for yourself.
为你自己祷告。
Spiritually and prepare your finance.
所以你要在心灵上面，从经济上面各方面的为着神的事工来祷告。
From today now on.
从现在开始。
Care about the mission even in this area.
从现在开始，我们就用自己的心来注视、来关注我们的福音使命。
If next year comes when God's calling upon you, prepare your heart and willingly to say, "Here I am. I will go."
如果神在明年他的 感动降临在你身上，你愿不愿意说，神啊，我在这里，我愿意去。
The last thing I want to check, have everybody check, is this service is really, truly a service that pleased in God's eyes.
所以说，我们最重要的一点，我们也要看到，我们在这所做的一切，在神眼里面是不是看为可悦纳。
There are three elements to check it out.
我们可以用三个方面，三个要点来看。
To check if this is the service of that God wants me to do and please in His eyes.
我们来看我们所做的一切是不是合神心意，让神的心得到满足。
First,
第一
is this service glorify God's name?
我们的所做的一切是不是让神的名得到荣耀
？Second, is this can I benefit help people?
我们所做的一切是不是让人得到帮助
？The third.Is do I myself get joy, spiritual joy through this service?
第三，在做这一切的过程中间，我自己的心，我的灵里，是不是也得到满足，得到喜乐
？Thank God through today's this morning's sharing, I can see all those three elements was in all the teams.
感谢神，我们从今天我们这个暑假我们的三个小组。他们的分享中间，我们看到这三个要点，我们都从他们的分享里面能看到。
May God still use us.
愿神继续使用我们。
有几件事情报告，在报告以前，或许我们先欢迎今天来到我们中间的新朋友。Before we have a few announcements, let's welcome the newcomers today. Is there any?